reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, happy Halloween, and thanks for joining me on another week of PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. This broadcast for October 30th, 2009 will feature some tournament results from this past weekend, as well as a look ahead for what's coming up as we quickly approach the month of November. There's also news on the winner from this year's Ace and Birdie Club Design Contest, and another contest to tell you about from the PDGA that they hope will help them relaunch the PDGA store next year with an all-new expanded product offering. Those stories and more are coming your way next here on PDGA Radio. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. PDGA Radio will continue this week as we're looking back at the results from the weekend of October 23rd through the 25th on the PDGA Tour, which consisted of more than two dozen sanctioned events, including one eight-tier tournament held in Tulsa for the Oklahoma Open. There, a total of 93 players competed over 3 days, with Eric McCabe prevailing by two throws over Cale Laviska and Paul Ulibarri, who tie for second. Avery Jenkins finishes fourth, five throws off the pace. Liz Lopez won for the women, and Chris Hicks edges out Mitch McClellan by one to win in Masters. Now to Australia for the 2009 Australian Disc Golf Championships. There we see Tim Marchbank hold on to win by seven over Martin Ryland Adair. Tied for third place, 12 throws back were Lee Bird and Magnus Petersen of Norway. Back here in the States, we have the South Carolina State Championships, with Jeremy Colling continuing his strong play of late as he wins by 13 over Blaine Kinkle. Mel Schumann won in Masters there over Alan Beaver. And for the amateurs in the advanced division, it was Brett Porter winning in a playoff over Curtis Shields. In Florida, they had the Orlando Open, with Johnny McRae getting the win by one over Brian Moore. Third place, a tie between Alexei Bubis and David Muntean III. And in North Carolina, they held the Down East Players Cup, with Brian Schwebiger getting the win by five. Pam Reinecke won the women's division, and Greg Hosfeld had the best score of the tournament. He wins easily in Masters, would have won Open by five throws. Still hanging with the B-tiers, we'll head west to Las Vegas for their Halloween Classic this year, finished with Derek Billings getting the win by three over Nate Doss and Bobby Music. Valerie Jenkins won in Vegas for the women, Mark Calicut won in Masters, and John Tompkins wins in Advanced. California had the Coyote Classic, and Kyle Crabtree gets the win by two over Paul McBeth. Carrie Berlegar won the women's division over Liz Carr. In Masters, it was John Baldwin getting the win over Steve Weiskup. And in a 56-person advanced field, they had Chad Dietz winning by four. And in Illinois, for the Joliet Disc Golf Championships, it's Al Hermosillo winning in Open, Barrett White for the women, and Grayson Dewey in Advanced. Moving on to now to some of the C-tiers that took place this past weekend. David Arago won in Iowa at the Wildcat Bluff Open. Texas had Santos Montoya and Keith Vest earning wins. Kentucky, they had four events, with Eric Roadhouse, TJ Gilbert, Tim Hill, and Chris Orrick getting wins there. Matt Dollar and Jeff McReynolds won in Georgia. Tyler Horn won in Ohio. And in Ontario, Canada, it was Dusan Nedelecko winning by two over Rob Laurie. Somewhat of a quiet weekend on the PDGA calendar is ahead, but still plenty of options for disc golfers hoping to celebrate the Halloween festivities out on the course. Arlington, Texas will host the weekend's only A-tier as Sandal Farm Firewood is presenting the 19th annual Veterans Park Open for the first of what will be back-to-back A-tier weekends in Texas. But also this weekend in Santa Cruz, California, it's the Fault Line Classic. Bowling Green, Kentucky will host Nat's annual tournament, and Ohio will have the Great Seal Scream. There's also the Goldenrod Championships in Michigan, the Big Sioux Boo in Brandon, South Dakota, a Halloween Classic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Madison, Wisconsin will host the Ale Asylum Open. You can throw one for the team in Georgia. The Hope Open is in Oregon. Tuscaloosa, Alabama will have stop number 10 on the Yellowhammer State Tour. And the PDGA calendar also shows events in Ontario, Canada, and Norway.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where before we get into this week's official news segment, a quick reminder that the 2009 PDGA World Championships DVD that was filmed this summer in Kansas City and features all the winners and spotlights the historic playoff between Josh Anthon and the eventual winner Avery Jenkins is still going to be available for Christmas shipping. It's available for pre-order now from PDGAstore.com. And in a somewhat related story from PDGA Executive Director Brian Graham, who said that in an effort to improve the branding of the association and increase the amount of quality PDGA logoed merchandise, the Professional Disc Golf Association is seeking the assistance of graphic artists in creating new designs, as well as manufacturers and retailers interested in producing PDGA branded merchandise under license. Because early next year, the online PDGA Pro Shop, PDGAstore.com, will be redesigned and revamped and relaunched with new merchandise and disc golf-related products as the PDGA hopes to offer a wider variety of items that are more attractive to the very diverse disc golf community. The winning designers will be awarded packages, including apparel sporting your winning design. A lot more information can be found from PDGA.com, including who to contact with more information. The deadline, though, for submissions is November 20th. The PDGA also sends congratulations to Viktor Svitchkovich of Sweden for submitting the winning design in both the 2010 PDGA Ace and Birdie Club logo contest. 26 different people submitted a total of more than 50 logos for this year's contest. The winning design from Viktor can be seen on PDGA.com.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. And welcome back to PDGA Radio, where before we go, a quick reminder that the new PDGA.com has many new features which you may be unaware of. So some of those that will feature before we go are the rules section. Also find out about the history of disc golf. Membership options are available for you from PDGA.com, including how you can join now and then be included for the rest of this year and next year for the same price. Also the new supporting membership option. Check out the PDGA National Tour and the schedule along with the rest of the tour schedule each and every weekend. That's right there on the schedule and results tab from PDGA Tour, as well as tournament directors, world rankings, other statistics, and the new player rating search. The course director, newly updated as well, with the ability to comment, add photos, and a whole sorts of new features. One of the best new features of the new PDGA.com, as well as the PDGA media section. Find out all sorts of PDGA headquarters issues, as well as the technical standards, the meeting minutes from the board of director meetings, the demographics, anything and everything you need to know about disc golf, both domestically and internationally, and even on the discussion board, all available from you on PDGA.com, including all sorts of videos and each and every week's new PDGA Radio. Also new video from the Magnolia Open. It's on PDGA.com. I'm Steve Kaczynski. That is all we've got for this week. And PDGA.com, your disc golf headquarters. We'll be back next week with a new PDGA Radio. Thanks for joining me. And remember, watch out for spectators not looking for disc golf discs. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.